Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Roberti, CEO and founder of the Content Marketing Plaza, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast or the radio show or on YouTube and you've been really enjoying it so far, you might be interested in a new book that recently is available for pre-order called Breakthrough Success. After the show, we will be including the link to that somewhere in the show notes. I'm actually learning about this like a few minutes ago, so we don't have an official link for you yet, but it is on Amazon. So anyway, people interested in that, that will be in the show notes. But what we have today for this episode is how do we maintain a work-life balance? What is it? Because there's a lot of confusion around it. And I think if there's someone to talk a little bit about that and a little bit about parenting, it makes sense to ask a mom who has a business, a successful business, who has six children, because I think that that is quite the impressive feat there. So today's guest, she is a renowned parenting expert and certified executive business coach with 30 years of experience as a successful private practice therapist. Blending her professional expertise with her real life experience as a working mom raising her six children, as I mentioned just a little bit before, she has developed a proven parenting system, which she calls the GPS, to provide working moms with the skills and confidence they need to succeed both at home and at work. So today's guest for episode 359 of Breakthrough Success is none other than Tara Malach. Tara, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Great to be here, Mark, and I'm so glad to be able to share stuff that I've struggled with and found some kind of hope and direction and success for it with our audience.
Tara, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show, and I'm really looking forward to taking this deep dive because this is such a great topic that I feel like a lot of people relate to. So I know you have a book, A Working Mother's GPS, A Guide to Parenting Success for the Modern Working Mom. Can you talk a little bit with us on why you decided to write that book and what it means to you to provide this work for all the mothers out there?
Definitely. Well, the first 20 years of me being a mom was a struggle. I bought into the myth of work-life balance. Mark, you mentioned that before. I think that adds undue pressure to many of us. And by the way, it has nothing to do only with working moms, because anybody that has important relationships that they want to invest in, and I've heard so many of your podcasts, and especially lately, many of your guests are talking about the importance of relationships. And on the other hand, we don't want to drop the ball with the business side of things. So I felt like a fraud. I'll tell you the truth. I felt like a failure because everybody thought, oh, look at Tara. She's raising her children. She has a thriving practice. She's doing her academic learning and everything is great. And it wasn't great. I was exhausted. I was overwhelmed. I was angry. I never felt I was in the right place. When I was at home, I was thinking about stuff I needed to do at work. When I was at work, I felt bad and guilty, totally guilty that I wasn't at home. And I decided there has to be a better way. And I created it. And this book is all about a simple, powerful method that working parents can not only use to enhance the relationship with their children and feel so much better with their parenting skills and their love that they have for their children, but those same exact skills, which is what makes this unique and different, and I'm sure you'll get a kick out of this, is that these same exact skills have been proven to bump up and enhance and speed the success along in any profession or business that these working parents have. So what do you think about that?
Wow, definitely. It sounds like we've got a lot more to cover in this episode, but I feel like a lot of people can relate right away because I feel like there are people, this is what we try to talk about on Breakthrough Success. People, they are at work, they're thinking about their family, they're at their with their family, they're thinking about work. That's something you just don't want to have happen. It does happen, but it's something you do want to avoid. There are different ways to do that. That's why I'm really happy to have Tara on Breakthrough Success to talk a lot about that with us. And I'm wondering if you could talk about your own transformation, because You were in that situation. Now you're out of that situation. So I wonder if you could talk about some of the key parts that led to your personal transformation.
You know, if I think back to the exact defining moment, it was when my youngest of my six children, who was then 4 years old, sat himself down in front of the door when I had to go to deliver a keynote speech. And wouldn't you know it, to working moms on how to be successful working moms. And he was crying and refused to let me leave. Don't go, mommy, I need you home. Don't go. And although I had to put him into his babysitter's hands and be on stage on time, on the way home from that lecture, I promised myself, Mark, that I would find a way. You know, we get men to Mars. We have success, and we've broken barriers in the last 100 years, even the internet and what we're doing now, that people never dreamed of. How can it be that all this collective intelligence never figured out a way to help working parents use the same skills at home and at work? And I tried so many parenting, you know, if you type into Amazon parenting books, I have a screenshot showing that there are over 200,000, I kid you not, 200,000 books on parenting. And I can't say I read all of them, but I went through a great part of them, and all that did was make me feel worse. So can I give you an example of what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Can I give you an example? Okay, great. Okay, great. So what I decided to do is to use something that everybody knows about, and that is the traffic light. Think about it, Mark. Whether you're a six-year-old kid holding your mom's hand, hopefully, when you cross the street, or you're a veteran driver who's on the road all the time, I think you know what to do when you see green, you go, and when you see red, you stop, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I decided to use that at home and at work. And you know why? Because we are so overwhelmed with a ton of stuff we have to do. We don't have time to learn a new language. I wanted us to be able to use what we know already and maximize it. I think you can connect to that, Mark. How many business successes are built on not inventing the wheel, but piggybacking on something that is successful and using it in another way? I'm sure you can tell me a lot about that.
Yeah, and it's really interesting how there are just so many books on parenting. I mean, it's such a in-demand topic. A lot of people want to know, which is why it's really great that Tara has this great book for us, which will be in the show notes and is on the episode today. And I mean, it isn't inventing the wheel. It's just reinvention. I mean, any book behind me, I mean, that's just me like learning from people, applying, and then turning it into a book. But it's not like an apple hit me in the head like Newton, and then, you know, I come up with, oh, a book on podcast.
Newton.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really interesting.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So
here is what it's based on.
Yeah.
Let me hear. What do you think would be most important for your audience to hear?
I'd say there are a lot of people who we did hit on that point earlier, that business, they're thinking about family and then vice versa. And I feel like there are people who they just want to figure out, how do I spend more time with my family and also be able to grow my business? Because I feel like it's like people, like, you shouldn't have to sacrifice one to get to the other. I feel like you should be thinking both. So how can we think and do both?
Exactly. So my goal is to be able to get any working person have more time and more focus for the being at home and with, you know, their family and important relationships, and also, you know, invest in their career, because that's so much an integral part of who we are and what we love to do and our mission in this world. And you know how I think we can do it better? I feel that if we have a streamlined parenting method, like my, by the way, GPS stands for Guide to Parenting Success, GPS. Guide to Parenting Success. And I use everything on the road analogy. the traffic light colors, road signs, bumps in the road, speed tactics, because this is something that everyone knows. So here's how we do it, Mark. If a parent knows how to raise their children in a more efficient manner, instead of spending time negotiating, fighting, apologizing, explaining, redoing, repeating, they will be able to get their message across the first time, have everything running smoothly on a personal routine, and have all the time left over for either snuggling with the kids or going for a bike ride in the park or being able to spend more time at work. Because think of 24 hours a day. How much of those 24 hours are wasted, doing things in a way that if we had a better way and we were more confident and more competent, we would be able to save an hour or two or three a day. What would you do with an extra 20 hours a week? That is what I create. I create the time that you don't waste redoing stuff. And then you can use it. You decide. You want to use it on your relationships. You want to use it on your parenting. You want to use it for your career, your business, your profession. That's up to you. So you could even call me a time saver. And then everybody decides how they want to use their time.
And it's really great how you mentioned people decide how to use their time, because for different people in different life situations, they may have different ways of using that time. So for me, I mean, I'm 21. I don't have a family yet in the sense of like me raising my own family. So I can put more time into the business, and my family is very business oriented, and we even talk about business. But I mean, the time when I become a father and future stuff, that's a while away, but that's going to change. The way I want to spend my time is going to shift. So it's not just a matter of getting that extra time, as you'll learn in her book, but it's also a matter of knowing where you want to put that time. So Tara brings up a very great point in how we want to use our time. And one of the questions that I do have, now that we're on this topic of time, or just what are some of the ways for you that have really worked in adding more, just finding extra pockets of time in your day?
So here's the thing. If we divide, you said I should talk personally about how this was. The rush hours were the mornings where I had to get me and all the kids out to school and me out to work and get the house out on time. And then it's the afternoons that are unstructured. So there's homework and play dates and extracurricular activities and, you know, carpooling and soccer and whatever else. And then there is the bedtime chaos where everybody has to finish their homework, brush their teeth, take their showers, get to bed, prepare their clothing for the next day, and then wind down, you know, the home and the housework. There was a ton of stuff. So if I divide it to morning and afternoon and evening, I will show you where, using my three colors of the GPS, not only me, Mark, even you without a family yet, you would be able to find time morning, noon, and evening. And here's how it goes. So the green is based on green, love, go. Everything that, you know, you put your foot, you press your foot on the accelerator, you want to do more of. I want you to do more of positive communication, loving those around you, and even at work, by the way. If we have a staff or clients or a team, we want them to know that we appreciate them. We appreciate their effort or their business. We applaud them. We enjoy their company. And you know that because I've been following you and you tweet every 15 minutes and have almost 500,000 followers. And that comes from personal attention, giving back. Even in your book, when you, you know, you explain how personal connection, give them what they want, follow them, see what they're up to. This is at work, which you do marvelously well, and this is at home. So for the green, we could divide it into two. We do more positive communication and loving communication at routine. So take the morning, for example. Instead of wasting a half hour for kids finding their knapsacks and their shoes and what are they going to take for snack, if you have a routine at night that everybody puts their next day's clothing near their bed and you have a bin, from there everyone can choose two snacks and you have everything streamlined, you don't waste the 45 minutes in the morning. And then you could decide if you want to spend those 45 minutes in a spin class or with your children reading them a book or maybe cooking, making them French toast on a regular day, not only a Sunday brunch. So you get the extra time because the kids are co-teens down. So you streamlined everything. Viola, you just saved an hour. That's one example.
And it's really great when we think about examples like that, because they're more concrete. Like, it's one thing to say, look in your day and find an hour to save, because, you know, that's great advice. But hearing an example of how it plays out in someone else, like a tower, can really give us ideas of how we can actually apply it in our own lives. So definitely really great to hear that example. Another thing I want to hit on is when it comes to success with parenting and with business, as it, like, granted, not a parent yet, but one of the big things for all that are habits. I feel like that's something that we could all agree on, because they really make or break you. So I'm wondering, Tara, if you could share with us some of the habits that you would say have been essential for your success.
Yes, that's great. And you know, this question is connecting me to the second part of the previous question. I think you'll appreciate this. Two more colors. But for each color in my book, and I'll connect to habits in a minute, there is a whole section of actionable suggestions that you can use at work. I don't even let you think or imagine. So for example, if we would be having a weekly meeting at work, I don't know if you are, you know, maybe you're your own boss, but those that work with teams and with staffs and have to sit, that is so much a waste of time. And when you are encouraging and have a streamlined, you know, you have a protocol, who speaks first, what happens, what's the agenda, what you do, you save a lot of time at work also, and use it as an encouraging bonding situation. So remember that in my book, it's not only divided into three colors, each of the three colors has actionable solutions, suggestions to how to implement it in the workplace. And why am I saying this? Because this is one of the habits that I find create success. I think that a habit should be that whatever we invest in, whatever we do, should be getting us closer to our goal. So my habit is focus. I know someone asked you recently what your value is, and you said take action. Well, my value is clarity and focus. Of course, taking action, but and that means that I feel wonderful that every time I practice my GPS skills at work, let's say I'm at work or on a business trip and I can't be with the family, but when I am using those skills, I feel, hey, I'm actually flexing my muscles to be a better mom at home. So I don't feel torn. I feel that I'm really focusing on my goal. Even though I'm here, my goal is being a better mom. I'm practicing here to be able to implement it there. And then when I'm home a long weekend with the children, and I'm practicing those skills with them, I know that when I get back into my office or when I start working with my clients again, I'm going to be that much more efficient and proficient because I weekend. So help me figure out a name to a habit like that. It's a habit of constantly investing in my journey to get closer to my goal and my destination. And that's a daily habit.
Maybe self-development, personal development, daily growth, that could be another one. I mean, it's a really great habit, regardless of what you want to call it, because it's a continuous growth, it's continuous focus, because what some people they do is they do work, they're busy, but because they're not focused, they're not growing in the right area. So that's why you see someone who is putting in, let's say, well, like maybe 10 hours a day on work, like, you know, they're putting in a lot of time, but they're not getting anywhere because of lack of clarity and focus. So definitely really great, a great habit for us to develop.
And you know what I love about what you said was daily, because I find that successful people, and I've, you know, met many of them in the decades that I've been working all over the world, they have consistency. You know, it's not, you know, once I'll take up this and then I'll do that. When they get into something, they learn, they invest, they practice. Think of, you know, somebody who's a virtuoso with a violin. If he's not going to practice consistently every single day, he's going to lose his talent, even though he was able to do that. So I would even ask you, you don't only do things every day, you do things every 15 minutes. I would call that super consistency. I know uber consistency. I don't know how you would describe it.
Well, I just see it as giving value. I mean, definitely not the best when it comes to building up when someone compliments me. That's, I mean, people have different ways of responding to that kind of stuff. But I appreciate the fact that you like the tweets. I appreciate you for coming on the show and giving our listeners some really immense value. And also all people watching this on YouTube. For people who want to follow Atara, remember, she's got her book, which will be in the show notes for anyone who's interested in just a little build up, like even more than what we've already covered in this episode. I know you also have a special bonus for us. The link to that is buygpsnowbonus.com. Can you tell us a little bit about that bonus and some of the other places we can find you?
Yes, and I even have another special one, so I'll do two. The Buy GPS Double. Now bonus. For you see, that's another habit. I would call it over-deliver, okay? So if you want another habit for successful people, it means give more, contribute more, add value, over-deliver, and surprise and delight, okay? And I love doing that, which is why I'm going to tell you about this now. So the www.buygpsnowbonus is whoever commits to do that now gets a bonus. This is my lifetime access to my online program. But they get a bonus worth $97 that they get also lifetime access to if they decide to invest now. That's the first thing. But then I have a free bonus for those that want something in addition, just for listening, just for enjoying, just for internalizing and growing. And that is specialpodcastbonus.com. Whoever goes to www.specialpodcastbonus.com is going to get something I prepared for them, which is helpful and theirs to enjoy with no investment whatsoever.
Atara, thank you so much for sharing those bonuses, which will be in the show notes, markaberry.com/E359. And thank you so much for taking the time to come on Breakthrough Success and just share all of your great stuff with the listeners and viewers today.
Thanks for having me and looking forward to next time. Have a great day.